And now she is known as the KT girl, as in a quick trip superfan. Cassandra Berger has visited all 457 Wisconsin locations of the gas station convenience store chain last year. The La Crosse-based company recently opened its 800th store in Holman, Wisconsin, if you're counting. How many Quick Trips have you been to? Share your experience. Do you buy food at Quick Trip, or are you in their loyalty rewards program? I was just getting gas there a couple nights ago. I also picked up hot chocolate and a box of glazed donuts. Join in 800-642-1234. Cassandra Berger, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm always excited to talk about Quick Trip.
I think we have gathered that. So in a single day, you went to 52 Quick Trip locations. I imagine that was a lot of driving, a lot of, I don't know what it was. What was that like?
Yeah. So that day, that was like the most number of Quick Trips that I hit in one day. And I decided, okay, I'm never going to hit 52 again in one day. That was a long day. But so I left like the Milwaukee area at like 7 a.m. and then didn't get home until like 12 or 13 hours later. So it was quite the trip, but it was worth it because I knocked a lot out. So, but would I do that again? Probably not.
So what would you do at each Quick Trip? Like, what was your visit like?
Yeah, so it totally depended on, like, the time of day. So obviously I would buy a lot of snacks there and food. But my favorite thing to do was talk with the employees or customers. But I would only do that if it wasn't super busy. I didn't want to take away from, like, their actual job. So, if it was a decent hour where there wasn't a bunch of people in there, then I love talking to the employees.
Why do you think the employees are so nice? I mean, they welcome you. They thank you for coming. They look forward to you coming back. I mean, and yes. they genuinely want to talk with you.
Yes. I think it all starts with their management based on what I've gathered. So like anytime I would talk to an employee, I'd be like, okay, what do you love about Quick Trip? What do you like about working here? Like, why do you stay? And it would always be like, oh my gosh, the management team treats us so well, or like, oh, it starts at the top, or leadership's great here. Like, it was always things along those lines. So, I mean, I really do think it's just, they have a great management style at Quick Trip.
Did you find variations from one to another, or did you see a lot of consistency along the way?
A lot of consistency, I would say. Like, products are always the same. But the main thing that was different was just like the size of the Quick Trip, or like what it looks like on the outside. And you could tell that some were built, you know, years ago, but then you could also notice like, okay, this one was probably built yesterday. So
So how did you decide to do this challenge? Because you're a head women's lacrosse coach at UW La Crosse. So, this challenge was definitely not, you know, part of your job.
Correct. That's a great question. How did it start? Well, I've always been into videography and just like making random silly videos. And then in 2020, when COVID was kind of starting, that's when I really started doing videos based on like Quick Trip. And I wasn't really like thinking about it strategically. I wasn't like, okay, I'm going to start making these videos for Quick Trip. Like, it just kind of happened that's what I was like most into at the time. And then Quick Trip started noticing the videos, shared one of them, and said like, meet my new best friend. And then I was like, oh my gosh, like, how do I stay involved with this company who is like thriving right now? And so then I presented the idea of this KT girl persona to their media team, and they jumped on board pretty quickly after I presented it. And so, yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
So you aren't a Quick Trip employee, and you said you consider yourself a paid influencer. So what does that entail? What does that mean?
Yeah. So I was on like a year contract this last year for the time that I was doing the visits. And so they supported me like with gas and like my hotel stays. If I had to stay somewhere, they'd give me apparel and gift cards and cash and just kind of whatever I needed to like support the journey.
Okay. And so what did you learn through this project? Like, what has it taught you?
I kind of already touched on it, but I mean, I had no idea that like the management and the leadership was so great at Quick Trip. Obviously I knew they were doing something right, but I didn't know like exactly what it was. But I really do feel like that's kind of what has helped them be so successful and sustainable. Just like their leadership from the top.
Well, great management. I mean, that you can say that, but that can mean many things. Did employees give you any specifics or any like aha moments to give insight into what is great management?
Yeah. So I know Quick Trip does like profit sharing with their employees at the end of the year, or I don't know if it's at the end of the year or when it is, but that's something that a lot of the employees talked about. So they like that part.
So they can kind of see that when their stores are thriving, they too will get a piece of those profits as profits go up.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So is there anything that makes a good Quick Trip location versus a one that needs improvements? You know, is there anything there that really puts one on top of another?
Let's see. That's a great question. Because I feel like everybody's not, I would typically say, oh, the people, like that makes a difference, but they're all great. Like I went to every store and they're all phenomenal. I would probably say like the size of the store. Like you can tell when it's like, I mean, all Quick Trips are so busy all the time. And so if it's a smaller Quick Trip, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, I wish I had more space to like walk around and, but it's a good thing that they're so busy, but yeah, you can tell their newer stores are a lot bigger, better laid out. And so, I mean, that's kind of what they have going for them now.
We're talking with Quick Trip superfan Cassandra Berger, head women's lacrosse coach, by the way, at UW Lacrosse, has made hundreds of stops at Quick Trip locations and has blogged about it, has been an influencer on it. What do you think sets this Wisconsin chain apart from others? What have you noticed about food selection over the years? What about the restrooms or the staff? How about I do not put restaurants and staff in the same sentence? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Cassandra Berger here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're in conversation with Cassandra Berger, who has an affinity for Quick Trip, visited hundreds of the convenience stores last year. Lacrosse-based company has some 800 locations, founded in 1965. Cassandra with us for about 5 more minutes. Chris is joining us from Adams with a story. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I had a Quick Trip experience yesterday. I went to the grocery store and I realized when I got out that I had a flat tire. So I drove down to Quick Trip, which is just a couple blocks away, to use the air pump, and it wasn't working. So I went in the store and talked to the manager, and he came out, put on his coat, came out, and pumped up my tire for me and fixed the air pump above and beyond the call of duty.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Chris, thank you for sharing that. Laura is joining us from Lake Halley. Laura, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I am actually sitting in a Quick Trip parking lot right now. I just got my morning breakfast. I travel for my job, so a lot of the time I will only specifically stop at Quick Trips. Like, there could be a holiday, there could be a BP, and I'll pass right on by, and I will specifically go to a Quick Trip. And it's the clean bathrooms. I know we had mentioned that before. And it's that I can pick up something really quick, and people are always friendly.
So what's breakfast?
I got 2 Bismarcks and a Diet Mountain Dew.
All right, Laura, thank you so much. Meeting people where they are at. Cassandra, what do you think of that? A manager putting air in the tires and, you know, our last caller, Laura, who will, you know, bypass others to go to Quick Trip.
Well, I'm not surprised that about the story with the manager putting air in the tires. Like, I'm not surprised at all. Midwest nice. Love it. And then Laura, I totally relate to, because I will drive, you know, way out of the way to go to a Quick Trip.
Do you have any tips for using the Quick Trip Quick Rewards or their reward and loyalty program?
Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like the main tip is to just have a rewards card.
Radio. Did you have a question?
A lot of people don't have them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going there every day. You should probably have one.
Yes. Yeah. So can the rewards card help you save at the pump?
Yes. Yep. That's what my reward is.
Okay. I see. All right. Well, let's go to Eric now in Stratford. Eric, hi. What are your thoughts? Oh, Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. What are your thoughts about Quick Trip?
I go there for gas just about every morning, and I feel that the Quick Trips are the problem in America. With the when you're standing in line, you're bombarded with the cakes and cookies and pies. Mm. When you get up to the desk, it's like they ask you any gas, but they also ask you, would you like a, you know, a donuts today, anything like that. But I think this is leading to the obesity problem, type 2 diabetes problem in America.
Eric, very important point to bring up. Too many sugary foods and quick foods. Your thoughts there, Cassandra?
Well, I think the good thing about Quick Trip is they have a lot of healthy options, right? Like they have the fruit, the veggies, like the whole foods. So there's definitely options, but yes, they definitely, they get you with those donuts at the end.
What are your goals, or do you have any types of strategy for your next thing that you want to accomplish that might be a bit outlandish?
Well, I would love to go to all of the Quick Trips and then the Quick Stars in Iowa at some point. But like we talked about earlier, I do have a full-time job. And so finding the time to kind of figure that out with my schedule is a process, but it's definitely a goal in mind and something that's on Quick Trip's radar as well.
Well, you have, there's someone else I think who had 651 Quick Trip visits, a New London resident. So you have a goal there. You have to go to at least more than 600.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And so how long did it take you then to go to all 457?
So the first day that I started my journey on like January 20th or something last year. So few weeks into the year. And then I went to my last stop in Holman, mid-December. So yeah, but I was basically done in like October.
Well, Cassandra, thank you for joining us.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Cassandra Berger, Quick Trip super fan, last year visited the gas station chains, 457 Wisconsin locations.